from our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon. This is a Coin6 digital exclusive.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into a new week, your Weather Week podcast here. It is June 1st, the start of the new month, and we've got Joseph Dames here, our weekend meteorologist. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. This is also our meteorological summer now, June, July, and August, when they start keeping the stats for the summer. So that's exciting.
Yeah, welcome into that new phase here. And I believe the astronomical summer starts on the 20th this year. So we're about 19 days away from today when we're starting this recording. So we are change of seasons. And I mean, I don't know how much weight there is to 19 days away. You know, it doesn't really feel like we had a springtime in terms of, you know, the world. It's just everything going on right now.
Yeah. Yeah. We lost our spring this year.
We did. But yeah, summer's coming up, and we still have a few more weeks of springtime left, and some good springtime weather, which is what we saw over the weekend. It was pretty wild across the state here, mostly for Central Oregon, but also around Portland over the weekend, especially Saturday morning. We saw some very active weather. I know, Joseph, you were tweeting about it and sharing the radar on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday was a busy day. We had those thunderstorms. We had wind damage, hail. This was mainly for areas of central and eastern Oregon. There was about a 40-degree difference from the coast on Saturday to Baker City. Baker City hit 94 degrees, and the coast had like the mid-50s. It was just a massive temperature gradient. But with all that energy in the central and eastern sections of the state, thunderstorms really fired up as that area of low pressure moved in. It was a busy day. Medford had almost an inch and a half. They had a record-breaking day of rain, and we know that part of the state needs that moisture. And so it was just across the whole state, very active on Saturday.
And I think for the first time we saw the thunderstorm risk category go into this level that we haven't really seen in Oregon for quite some time. I don't know the exact date from when we saw our last enhanced risk for thunderstorms, you know, that category, but that was put out by the Storm Prediction Center, put that out over Saturday for those storms. So that risk, the enhanced level, means there's potential for tornadoes in those storms, means there'd be frequent lightning, damaging winds, even up to 70 miles per hour, it says, and hail up to a diameter between 1 to 2 inches. So I know you're working over the weekend, Joseph. Did you see any photos or any observations or reports of hail or damage out there?
Oh, yeah, that was spot on. We had a report of a 2-inch in diameter hail out of a location in the northeast section of the state. And that's the size of an egg.
Oh, my gosh.
So massive. I didn't see any photos of that, but there was at least quarter-size inch hail coming out of Sun River. Tons of photo for hail. We had wind reports up to 80, 85 miles per hour at one point. So it was pretty much spot on.
Yeah, with the risks for an enhanced category. Wow.
Yes, yes.
Oh, man.
And so we had all the ingredients in place. We didn't have, like, a massive wind shear going on as far as, like, change in direction as the wind goes aloft. But the wind was pretty strong as it did go on, and that helped, you know, kind of sustain some of these thunderstorms. Most impressive day that I've seen since I've been out here in Oregon as far as thunderstorms go outside of the valley. We've had some boomers and some good thunderstorms inside our neck of the woods, but that was it was an impressive day.
Yeah, it was. And I know that threat also moved up into areas of central and eastern Washington,
right,
too. And I had a couple of friends who were actually storm chasing out there, some great photos on social media, but one of my friends reported lime-sized hail. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
Yeah, that's slightly larger than an egg, maybe.
Yeah, that's right there in that ballpark. Yeah, I mean, that's just damage. So that's the importance of, when we get this information and we're looking at the forecast and we're thinking that it's going to be possibly severe. It's because we're expecting wind damage, hail, you know, just if you could get your car inside, like being from the Midwest, like Your car could get destroyed from hail like so quickly, and it's so frustrating. It's like, I didn't even do anything. I just see my car,
right.
You know?
There's no control.
So just little things like that. Yeah, we just really hope to get the information out. So I would probably say some of the best video and photos that we, you know, got sent in was right around the Oregon and Washington state line. So this was very active. And I forget to mention that we had so much lightning. I had to turn off the lightning feature on the radar because it was taking over the whole thing and you could barely see the location. So I had to turn it off, but it was just hundreds of lightning strikes from moment to moment. It was really active.
That is insane. Yeah. I think someone, sent some data over, and the National Lightning Detection Network tracked about close to 33,000 strikes of lightning, and they mentioned that was about 11% of Oregon's lightning for a year, which is interesting. So
yeah, wow.
Yeah.
All in one day.
Yeah, very crazy weekend. So moving forward, this week is actually quite nice. You know, things kind of calm down moving forward. We're expecting some pleasant temperatures, not too much rain for the work week. So as we head into this first week of June, some nice weather to get outside.
Yeah, as you mentioned, it's going to be a great spring week. It looks like we're going to keep our temperatures in the 70s for the most part.
Yeah, today, low to mid-70s. Come Tuesday through about Thursday, we'll stay in the low to mid-70s. A couple days, maybe a little warmer, mid-70s on Tuesday. So, yeah, it's looking pretty good, and we're expecting a good amount of sunshine. I think we may see some increasing clouds come Wednesday. Kind of looks like a little short wave, you know, a little blip in the pressure. We'll kind of bring some clouds in. And maybe even some light sprinkles towards the coast, but that's something that we see a lot, you know, this time of the year, and we should dry up by the afternoon. And then, so 70s continue, and then come Friday, we start to see our next system arrive. It's a big upper-level trough, big center of low pressure that wants to swing down. And that was similar to the setup we saw, you know, last weekend, just a big change. I mean, I think it was so active last weekend because we went from 90 degree heat to this cold system working in. We're not, you know, moving into the weekend with such drastic change in temperatures, but we could still see some active weather as the system approaches come the weekend.
Right. Yeah, it did look like there's a potential for some thunderstorms heading into the weekend as well from, you know, look at the forecast Saturday and Sunday, but that was a week out, mm-hmm. but you're right. It doesn't seem like we're going to go from that major heat straight to
cooler,
you know,
weather.
Cooler weather. Yeah. You know, dropping 30 degrees, and that's a big part of those thunderstorms that had developed. But it does look like a really nice week. I also saw on Wednesday that there might be some light drizzle or something like that along the coast. It doesn't seem like it's going to impact the valley.
Right.
Maybe some clouds, and it doesn't seem like it'll impact central and eastern Oregon.
Yeah. So I think this week will be a great one to get back into a routine. I know I was off last week on vacation.
Yeah.
So this week,
enjoyable.
It was great. You know, went out to Bend, Oregon. When it was hot in Portland, it was also hot in central Oregon.
Yeah.
And then it came back just in time and missed all of those very severe storms out in that region and watched from Portland as they rolled through. But yeah, it was great to be off, but good to get back and good to make it back for a week that seems pretty pleasant.
Yeah. So you have a few stats of how we wrapped up the month of May.
Yeah, that's right. So we were close to normal in terms of rainfall, still missing about a quarter inch of rain, our deficit at 0.26 inches. So,
right.
I mean, the tail end of May was fairly dry. You know, we had that span of very warm weather. We hit the 80s, then the 90s, and then that one rainy day before the month came to an end. But we were over 2 inches of rain, which is a lot more rain for this May compared to the last 5 years. It seems like since about 2015, we've been fairly dry with rain totals, you know, at about an inch or so in that range. So we were closer to 2 this year. In terms of temperatures, we were above normal, so warmer than normal on average for the month of May by about 2.1 degrees. And this month and last month really propelled our drought across the state into the 90th percentile. So about 96% of the state now is at some form of drought, some level of drought. So, yeah, I mean, in terms of drought and our dryness, we were also looking at the Climate Prediction Center's outlook moving forward.
Right.
Have you looked at that recently?
Yeah, we were looking at that, and, you know, that's the kind of their forte, putting in those long-distance forecasts. They take a lot of things into effect there. So not only just, you know, models from, you know, and so, or just long-range models in general, but, that, you know, I'm pretty sure they use soil dryness. They put a lot of things into those forecasts. Anyways, fast forward, taking a look at those, for June, July, and August, they do have warmer than average temperatures in the forecast for the whole West Coast, virtually for the whole United States, for the exception of a section in the Great Plains. And then they also believe that it might be drier than normal for the Pacific Northwest, which, as following suit, you know, to this conversation about drought, that's not what we want to happen. It doesn't mean that this forecast is going to come to fruition like that, but its probability is just increased.
Yeah, that we see drier and warmer over the month of June, July, and August, huh?
Right.
Well, I mean, the drought status is updated every week, so we're on top of that, and we'll continue to watch it moving forward.
I would assume that there might be a small, that conditions might be a little bit better in the Southwest because of that inch and a half of rain near Medford. I know that section of the state saw a lot of rain to wrap up the month, but it's just still not. I believe that's one of the sections in the state that was at an extreme drought. So they have, you know, you can't just make that up from one, you know, one day. So we'll see if there's an improvement across the state from this last Saturday. I will say I didn't have any reports of any sort of wildfires starting with all those lightning strikes. We did have some video of, you know, trees just getting burnt and, you know, split in half. But if we saw that type of lightning in the heart of summer, it would have been a bad deal. It would have been a real bad deal.
Yeah, I believe there were maybe one or two wildfires started from lightning over the weekend out in central Oregon. I did see that. Some of the officials out there were kind of tweeting that. So
I believe that there with all the lightning.
Exactly.
But hopefully it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. You also, can you pinpoint what day it is today, too, in terms of the weather calendar? It's a special day today, June 1st. Any ideas, Joseph?
The meteorological summer is all I know.
That is one of them. Today's also the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season.
Oh, exciting, exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah.
So they have a whole list of names
that
here.
That's okay.
And we've already worked through two of them. So we've seen two tropical depressions, and I think a couple or those both turned into tropical storms. We had Arthur and Bertha already this year.
Yeah.
So we've got Hurricane Sally on the list.
Oh,
shout out to our
nice
Sally Showman,
yeah,
who you guys may hear on the weekends and sometimes filling in as well. And then it's fun to look through those names, but
some of them are tricky. Some of them are
they are
tricky.
There's one that is it looks like Isaiah, but it's pronounced, I believe it's like Asias, something, you know, along those lines.
Yeah.
I'm mispronouncing that, but that's in there. So.
I'm always excited to see a name that I know that I can pronounce, like Bertha. Like Bertha, not going to mess that one up. There was, you know, Joseph a couple times. Like, can't mess that one up. But then you get some really tricky ones, and you have to get to the list and figure out the pronunciation for those. And that's also equally exciting, but I'm usually pretty thrilled if it's an easier name.
There is a Josephine on this list.
Oh,
so.
All right. Take it. Is there a Kelly? Did Kelly make the list?
No, I haven't seen a Kelly yet. So there's a Kyle for the K.
Okay.
Kyle. I'll take it. Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's exciting stuff. And again, this week looks pretty nice for outdoor activities. Of course, come the weekend, we'll be tracking that low system that comes in. It's still, you know, as we record this, it's still about 5 days out. So we could see some adjustment there. So stay tuned to COIN, and we'll keep you updated in the podcast realm here. Every Monday, we come out with a new podcast for the week ahead. And then you can catch Joseph and I on COIN during the weekdays and also the weekends. All right, we'll see you next time.
The
Coin6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin6 podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.